Environmental groups say they've reached a deal today with developers that could clear the way for the Newhall Ranch project. Sound familiar? It is a massive construction proposal in North LA County along the 5 freeway. And the deal today appears to resolve one of the longest-running and ugliest development battles in recent L.A. history. But not everyone is happy with the result. Kevin Roderick is here now to talk about it for this week's L.A. Observed. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
So take us back to when developers first, because we've been talking about this for years, the Newhall Ranch project. What was the original plan?
Yeah, I'm not sure I could remember back that far, but it's been quite a long time. You know, the Newhall Ranch area, it was the large property holder in the Santa Clarita Valley. So they had a lot of agricultural land, untouched hillsides, forests, and the land along the Santa Clara River. And this is all along and mostly to the west of the Interstate 5 freeway, mm-hmm. up by Magic Mountain. So the plan all along has been to build a very large, very intensive community there of single-family homes primarily, and all the services that support a community like that. And if you've been to Stevenson Ranch or Valencia or these things, you can already see what they're talking about.
What planned communities look like.
It's a community like that that would be plopping a new population center right there in the Santa Clarita Valley.
So what exactly does this deal entail? Does this mean they're not going to take them to court anymore?
Yes. A number of environmental groups that had challenged this project agree that they will no longer challenge it in court. They're dropping their lawsuit.
We're talking about tens of thousands of houses for this place.
Yes. When this project is built out, I mean, the way it's envisioned by the developers, for about 21,000 new homes built in several phases. And the news here today is that environmental groups that had opposed the project have agreed to not oppose the beginning of the project, which already has room for the first two phases, which are something less than 21,000 homes.
Why did it take so long to come to this deal? If we're talking about going all the way back to the 1980s, where was the hang-up?
Well, there's a couple of things going on. One, this project is classic urban sprawl, right? This is going out to the edge of the developed area and taking raw land and developing it for homes. And that's the way Los Angeles grew. That's the way Los Angeles County filled in. But there's a lot of people saying, well, that's not really the best way to go right now. But there's also the rents are very high in Los Angeles County. It's hard to find a place to live. So there's also a lot of momentum to build new housing. So environmental groups saw this project going into an area with, it's got some sensitive plants, sensitive animals. It's along a river. It's untouched land, and a lot of people consider that a beautiful area, and it also had some historic significance. And so there were groups from environmental groups, Native American groups, and just local activists who fought this all the way along, and that's why it's taken so long.
That's why it's taken so long. But you hit the key word here, which is housing, and specifically affordable housing. There is this issue of affordable housing and not enough of it in L.A. County. Some say it's a crisis, as a matter of fact. And home prices, it seems to me, are a little less expensive in the Santa Clarita Valley and up toward the 5 and the 14.
Well, I think compared to parts of the city of Los Angeles, certainly. Whether they would be less expensive than what you find in the San Fernando Valley, I don't know. It depends on what area of the valley you're talking about. But you are also talking about brand new homes, and they come with a certain premium as well. The developer has pledged that there will be, I believe, 10% affordable housing units in these first two phases. I'm sure that's something that they'll be under pressure to comply with all the way along, you know, the decades that it's going to take to build this out.
Kevin, are there still groups opposed to this project?
Oh, certainly. Not every environmental group that had filed a challenge against the project has agreed to this, only the big ones. But there are definitely local groups in the Santa Clarita Valley and others around the city who say this is a bad deal.
This is a bad deal, and maybe some more lawsuits could be on the way.
Absolutely.
All right. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.